you know what? Area code 337 to the day of my death. This is the bottom of the boot. At the bottom, after math, they say the bottom is the truth. And the bottom's that set. But you know about hanging out with these. Yeah, you know what? Area code 337 to the day of my death. This is the bottom of the boot. At the bottom, after math, they say the bottom is the truth. And the bottom's that set. But you know about hanging out with DJ Chill and Dopey C at the Delta Grand, keeping it real. Troy D and Lady Kim at 95.5, representing better yo and keeping it live. What you know about shopping at the Northgate Mall and Urban Trends, where the bitches and the gangsters ball? It's a gangster ball when you come to my city. Lafayette, motherfucker, we ain't showing no pity. It goes down flat, we don't know how to act. Bad bitches in the club wearing baby fat, but my lady set, just put your hands up, cause if you don't give a damn,
DJ Chill, turntable assassin. If it's 337, it's your cold. We want you to stand the fuck up. B-Town, Opelousas, Sunset, Foside, St. Martinville, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Stand the fuck up.
Can't forget about my second home showing me love. Lake Charles, nigga, act a fool in the club. Bishopville, Gosport, they be holding it down. Car shop got them gangsters that be busting the rounds. I fuck with DJs like Magic. Can't forget about my second home showing me love. Lake Charles, nigga, act a fool in the club. Bishopville, Gosport, they be holding it down. Car shop got them gangsters that be busting the rounds. I fuck with DJs like Magic, DJ World and Joe DZ. Playboy, Double ST, Hooks and TZZ. Big Boy Chill, he got the game on. With them underground mixtapes, keeping it hot. We at the club every night, buying drinks and taking pictures. Going to a concert to see that bitches. You might catch us in D'Agostino's, fucking with Teddy and Main Attractions, looking good at festival. Put that nigga
Tonight I have co-founder of the Hospitality Room and also CountryNerds.com, which we'll discuss in a few minutes, Mr. QJ Pimpson, sir.
How's it going?
Oh, you know, same old.
It's just 2013 now. We just had a big inauguration ball after party in the club.
For the second time.
All right, sir, before we get into anything, did you watch Django yet?
Did I?
Yes.
Sorry. Yes, sir, I watched it.
Yeah, what did you think about it? What was your... Did you have any problems with it?
Well, I mean, I took the movie for what it was worth, and I loved it. I loved it was crazy because, like, I don't think the love story gets enough credit for it. It was, like, one of the few black love stories that wasn't, like, the same old commercial hoopla, and it wasn't, like, demonstrative towards women. You know, it was a good, heartfelt story. I mean, hell, this dude was willing to die several times and kill any man who stepped in between him and his woman. It just so happened that given the times, all the men were white, except for the overseer, of course. Well, man, I loved everything about the movie. I mean, I guess since I loved Blazing Saddles, the Western aspect of this movie, in addition to the historic ramifications of the slavery and all of that good stuff, I mean, I really liked the movie a lot. I mean, other people may not feel the same way, but I don't give a damn. I love that movie.
Well, I thought it was great. Like, I'm not going to go ahead and say, like, it was the greatest Western of all time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was real good for a Western. Like, and then, plus it was modern day, plus they had all the gore, blood, people getting shot to pieces. I was down with that. It was like the part towards the end where he was shooting all the dudes in the house and the walls was red. That was great. That was really great. Samuel had to play. He should get an award for the role he played.
He not do it because they're too busy worrying about how many times he said nigga.
I mean, what did you want him to say? This is 1860 Mississippi.
Boy, that's what he should have said that a couple more times. It wasn't did it justice. See, this is the funny thing about the whole use of nigga and all this. See, people nowadays who lack any kind of African-American history due to the school system, public and private, that completely do away with it, have no idea about how horrible slavery was. In this movie, they didn't even show all of that. All they did was, you know, saw like the setup for some things, like a couple of whippings. They didn't even show how damn near every black woman was raped. They didn't show no rape scenes. They showed a couple of whippings. And they said nigga every other, you know, word. Because, I mean, a black man was not even a man. It wasn't even considered a man. Like, I don't think people, how else are they supposed to talk to black people?
I mean, I think it's like the white guilt gets so bad to the point where it makes a lot of our white brothers, like, overcompensate for feeling bad about what happened 200 years ago. Especially that part, especially the slavery and the whippings and all of that. Not that much the civil rights part, but yeah, the slavery part, yes. I think it's like, oh, well, since I'm not racist, it's like they want you to believe that they really, that you should feel that they don't have the racist emotion. Like, mentioning like, oh, I can't believe that it happened like that. I think they want us to automatically think that they feel that way. And I don't believe so. Like, I'm just not.
Oh no, Black History Month's coming, sir. You're going to see how commercialized and ignorant people are to it. It's like, when it comes to Black history, It's sad how little people know about it. But then when you start to bring up anything outside of Martin Luther King or George Washington Carver, it's a problem. Like, if you bring up Malcolm X, it's a problem. You bring up slavery or the Middle Passage, it's a problem. And I don't understand that because, I mean, they talk about the Holocaust. I mean, yeah, it's bad when they talk about that, but they at least talk about it. They don't even talk about slavery.
Slavery? That was so long ago. That's how it was, so long ago, yeah.
They act like people not alive who were still called nigga on a daily basis, who see white people and will just get so burned up internally that they might actually punch somebody in the face. I know black people who still don't even look white people in the eye because they're so angry.
That's
what's crazy. It's like they try to make it seem like it's not there. I mean, it'd be different if it's 200 years later where everybody's dead who had any kind of close affiliation with it. I mean, people still alive who dealt with it. And that's why I love this movie, because it's a killer slave movie and you can't top that. A slave killing all of the white people that wronged them? Really? And you mad?
Oh. Yeah, and like it makes you deal with the fact that, yeah, this shit actually happened, and look at us now. You know, we moved so far, but I mean, it's gonna take a couple of more, probably four or five more generations before we could actually move away from what happened 200 years ago. You get my drift?
That's, Yeah, that's an understatement because I don't even know. Like, they taking it out the book. So, I mean, just because of pure ignorance, you know, they pushing on the world star. They pushing on the ghetto fabulous mentality. So it's like they got black people more concerned about arguing with other black people as opposed to educating themselves about where they come from and doing something about it. It's like, yeah, 4 years ago, like, oh, yeah, Obama's the president. It was the greatest day. Like, people who was white was happy. Not an inauguration, just half, and they're like, he got elected again. I'm like, he is still the first black president. I mean, it's like, now that that's out the way, you know, y'all should be cool now because you got your president. No, I still can't walk to, I still can't drive to Calcasieu Parish and go to Walmart without people giving me the side eye just because I'm black in Walmart. Like, no, it's not cool.
That's what I'm saying. That's not gonna change. We're never gonna see that change. You can forget
that. Of course not. Of course not.
That's done for the next two or three generations. That's done.
Yeah, until all of the mixed couples kind of overtake all the blacks and whites, and then it's just one big mulatto culture.
Yeah. All right. So I give Django Unchained thumbs up.
Oh yeah, me too.
Movie, everyone needs to check it out. Even though I say nigger a whole bunch of times. Not nigger.
I give it a 9 out of 10 only because they didn't show enough of the things that happened that really, like, they didn't show the pulling, like, they showed the pulling apart of families. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not an advocate of rape whatsoever. But if you want to keep it real and make people understand what it was like, you gotta go there. So that's the only reason I give it a 9, because even though it hit a lot of areas, it didn't go there. Like, enough to make me want to fucking throw up. But it's coming.
Any other movies you seen before we move on to my next subject?
I saw A Haunted House, and I can't explain to you how funny that shit was. Like, I didn't think it was gonna be funny. Like, I went to it with no expectations. I'm sorry, I am a sucker for parody movies, and it was hilarious to me. I'm sorry.
Okay, if you say so. I'll wait till it's on demand to check it out. I can't.
Oh, I had it on demand out here. You know, we got that. we got the box. Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So, but another movie that I saw recently and absolutely loved was The Raid Redemption. You ever seen that movie?
No. The Raid Redemption?
Raid Redemption. Oh, my goodness. It's like, basically, it's a whole lot of fighting and, like, kung fu type, but modern day. Like, I don't want to get a story away, but if you want to see a great action movie with a whole lot of fighting and a whole lot of gore going on, it's a foreign film, Raid Redemption. You got to check it out. You will not be disappointed.
Also, I will encourage the fan base to check out Dredd. Go to Redbox and check out Dredd.
I took your advice.
Yes. See, I heard the expression when I said Dredd. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Stockpile with action. Dude was getting shot in the face. Face.
with the slow-mo cam.
That's why I said, if I had a 3D TV, that would be great to check out in 3D.
Yeah, yeah.
But all right, sir. Let's move straight into what I've been watching on television. Sir, have you checked out the show Catfish?
Have I? Oh my god. Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Okay, for those who are not that familiar with Catfish is a docudrama, that's what we call it, on MTV, about the truth and lies of online dating. So me and Miss Faith were in here. We were checking it out, and we started having conversations during these shows. And I told her that we needed Catfish in 2002.
Yes.
You understand me? 2002. Not 2013. 2002. When people were getting, it's worse than catfish. Can we call it noodling? You know how the dudes just stick their hands in the hole and let the catfish bite on their arm and they pull it out?
Yeah.
I think that's what was going on back in the Black Planet days.
Oh my
God. Yeah.
I can't hate on Black Planet because I can't hate on it.
Yeah, you can't hate on it, but a lot of people were suspicious on Black Planet. A lot of them.
Yeah, it was ratchet.
A lot of people had the Janet Jackson picture off of the Busta Rhymes video. And when you get there, she looked like the chick on Friday that met up with Smokey. Freddie Jackson. Serious. You know this and I know this.
Black Planet.
So, Q, have you ever catfished someone?
Nah, man. I'm not old school, but I'm old enough that by the time the internet was on and popping, like, I was already, like, out of that phase.
And that's not to cut you off, but that's what I told Miss Faith. I was like, man, by the time social networking came out, I had already figured out ways to get pussy without going on the computer. Yes. Like, seriously.
Yes. I was already in college, so I mean, all you have to walk outside, open the door.
Like, we managed to run game and stuff without cell phones. For those of y'all that could remember those days when you didn't have a cell phone, if you had one, you had that little gray Nokia prepaid.
If you had a razor, you was balling.
Balling. A razor. Balling. Got it so easy now. You can go to Facebook in the classroom. You ain't even got, man, come on, man.
That is bald, bro.
Come on, man. Shaking my, come on, man.
Yeah, bro. It's ridiculous. Like, and it's bad because it's not like it was in college where only, like, the people who wasn't struggling had a phone. Like, everybody got a phone. And they could be prepaid and still have the iPhone or the hottest Android on the market. Don't know nothing about nothing. You had to know how to work a phone when we was in college. Now, people just be able to check your world, start checking Facebook.
I know people ain't shit. You know this. We still have to do the part two of people ain't shit.
Yes, we do.
But the show is good to look at. I can't lie. Even to say that it's on MTV, a station that I vow to never look at again for the remainder of my child life. I stopped looking at MTV over 12 years ago. Like, I done.
Once it stopped playing music videos, that's when I stopped looking at it.
Yes. I wasn't even looking at it at when the Real World and shit was on. People would tell me about it. And then I eventually looked at it afterwards to see what was going on. But, I can't. But Catfish is good. Why I'm bringing this up is because the premise of the show is to show people that a lot of motherfuckers online are fake. Correct?
Pretty much.
Okay, so they've been having shows where the people that's been putting on the fake profiles have been getting faked out. You know, like shit like that.
Yep.
Or just like the two episodes ago when the white dude, the little white dude from Michigan was sending pictures of his dick to the chick, which was really a black dude.
You know, dick pics are in now.
Sometimes you bring this shit upon yourself. And to the people that we call the what, catfishers? If you are the catfish, like, cause I never really was down with the online dating thing, man. And
it's too skeptical.
What really rested the case for me never, like, considering online dating was to catch a predator.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I can't. No. Fuck that. Fuck that. The chances of you running into a chick with a dick or going online and talking to somebody that's really like a pedophile person or a rapist is pretty even. Like, because there's a lot of people with access to the internet. Just is like almost one to one with going walk down the road by your house. Seriously.
Yeah.
You just taking a risk. And I really can't get mad at the catfishers or the catfishy. I can't get mad at either one of them because you get what you get.
I tell you like this, bro. I can't get mad at the catfisher because back before, you know, the internet was popping and the term bully became like a household thing, there was a term called being a sucker.
Hmm.
Or getting played.
Or that's like, all like, that like is. My older cousins say, you a herb.
Yes. People get played all the time. I'm supposed to feel sorry for you because you got played online. People get played in real life all the time.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's my point. Don't take the stuff at, you gotta take it at face value, but you always gotta have the sense that the shit is fucked up. Just like in real life, you should always think about the bad situation. Cause if you don't, when it really happens to you, you're gonna be really fucked. At least think about it, man. Like, just like the two dudes that met up with each other. And I had the stink face on, like the face the whole episode. Because first off, the little Drake looking dude had on, his clothes game was just a little too young for me.
Dude with the braids?
Yes.
Rico.
Like, yeah. Oh, you've been ordered, I see, sir.
Yes, sir.
You've been ordered.
Yes, sir.
Right, look. Rico was dressed like a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And I was telling Miss Faith, I was like, I don't care if it was a girl, a boy, a man, woman, whatever. Dressing up, if you are grown, like if you are really grown, if you are a grown person, dressing up like a 12-year-old girl is not cool. Heterosexual, homosexual, whatever. If you like both, doesn't matter. When you put on clothes, if you put on the same clothes that a 12-year-old girl can put on, it's something is not right.
The skinny jeans are in, though. I don't
understand.
I'm
sorry. Fuck that. No, that's come on, man. Really?
I mean, I wouldn't wear that shit. I'd just see people wearing it, you know. I mean, that's my assumption.
You know who I blame for this?
Lil Wayne, Drake.
No. That's just too obvious to just throw it on Lil Wayne or Eminem.
Eddie Murphy and Rome?
No. I blame middle-aged white men.
What? Why, because of the Wranglers?
No, because of the... If you can remember back in the day, middle-aged white men used to wear the duck head shorts that were the same size as boxers. Yes, you know what I'm talking... They look, exactly, sir. And people just ran like, oh, that's casual, that's cool. And now that everybody has to dress proper, and now they're going back to a time lapse. We're back in the 90s again with these fucked up haircuts. Shout out to Miguel for that shit that you got on top of your head. Not only is he suspect, he has some shit on top of his head.
I know.
Sorry, he's suspect. And that haircut is suspect. Because I don't remember nobody in MC Hammer's crew having a haircut like that.
And it was flamboyant as all get out.
Hammer time. Yeah. Yeah. You can say that again. Oh. But anyway,
yeah.
Sir, Catfish is a real good show to look at. I'm telling everybody. Another show that came back on, because we're moving away from Catfish. I don't want to keep talking about it because I don't want to get into. Oh, sir, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do you have a story about, let's just say, back in the day, social networking sites such as Black Planet, that you came across somebody that was a catfish?
I don't know, because see, the thing was, when I was on there, I was never on there to physically meet somebody. Like, I was just fucking around, you know?
Me too, sir. Like, that, I was just on there to check pictures out, seriously.
Yeah, I never ever looked at it with the intent of, I need to holler at you. Cause, I just didn't see it. I guess, like I said, it was before the time when the internet was popping and when people were still scared of this thing called the internet.
My love didn't travel that far, sir. My love, yeah, I had to actually see you twice.
Exactly. I had to have at least seen you, physically touched you, shook your hand, gave you a hug. Like, the farther away you were, the more likely I was to not trust anything you said to me.
That is why, and I think that is what makes Catfish so interesting to me. I think that just that aspect of people actually going out of their way to find love is, kind of, hey, it is what it is, bro. People doing it. I'm not knocking it, but people are doing it.
I know that's the hustle. Valentine's Day coming up. You see the stores. The hustle has started.
Might have like a special Valentine's Day catfish.
Man, finding love. That's some old bullshit. That's the problem. People make it. It's like, it's a societal thing, though. You have all of this pressure from all these different places. Oh, you need to do this and do that. I ain't gonna put them out there, but like, I went out to Calcasieu recently, and I didn't know my sister ain't, you know, is older than I'm, about 19, 20, whatever. First thing come out this motherfucker mouth. So your sister married yet? I'm like, nah, she in college. What? She ain't got her man? I'm like, see, that's your problem right fucking there. That's your problem. But I've digressed. I've digressed.
I'm just saying, sir. Like, there were some other stories I was going to talk about today, but I have some shit to do, so we're going to keep it real generic. And like I said, I told QJ this a few weeks ago that I have episodes that we've recorded, and I'll just drop them within the next week or so until I get this room, like, audio ready. And I'm sorry if we're, like, I know the recording's going to sound kind of spaced out, but I really didn't work on the mixer like I wanted to. I wanted to just get everything set and run an episode just to see what was going on. Just to let everybody know that we're still alive.
Yeah.
So, One more show, because I've been on my TV game. Spartacus.
Really?
Yes. Spartacus.
I can see I ain't been on it, bro.
Yes. You need to go on demand. You know, you was just talking about how you on demand.
Oh yeah, they got the box out here.
Yeah. On demand is on Stars. Like, the show comes on Stars.
Spartacus, let me check my cue.
If you want to look at, like, Roman action going on in the old Roman days, knife fights, sword fights, and naked chicks washing dudes, people having orgies, shit like
that. Whoa.
Yeah.
Roll up now.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never heard of this show. I don't know how.
You remember on the Boondocks how Huey described Christmas to Granddad?
What he did?
You remember when he was describing Christmas to Granddad?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It goes down like that on Spartacus. They might have a girl in the middle and a dude on top of her, and then they'll have a dude in the back of the dude that's on top of the girl.
I was about to say like that one time, but it wasn't like that.
Did I talk about? Yeah. No, sir, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh. Oh, shit.
I don't remember that shit at all.
Yeah, those
but yeah, okay. Spartacus is now in season 3. For those who I want everybody to check it out from right now and then just go back and check out the first two seasons, because this is the last season of the show. They're only going to do this is the end of it.
Is it an HBO show?
No, it's on Stars.
Oh, well, okay. Can't get pretty explicit like that.
Oh, it goes down.
Oh, I'm sure. If it's not on regular TV,
On the first episode, they had 3 chicks and 1 dude get down.
On the flow.
Yes. But last season, for those who watch it, you know what I'm talking about. For those who never seen it before, just follow me and I'll catch you up on what's going on. Spartacus was a former slave of the Romans, and he escaped. They killed his wife. This is real fast, so pay attention. They killed his wife, so he vowed vengeance for his wife. So he eventually gathered an army, and they ran against Rome. So in the last season, he killed Claudius Glaber. Q, I get down with it like this. I remember all these dudes' names. He killed the Roman dude Claudius Glaber. He deep throated him with the sword.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Q, you need to watch this. This shit is real.
If they're doing it like that.
Heads fall off, limbs fall off and shit. Yes. If you watch Game of Thrones, Spartacus is like a more violent version of Game of Thrones.
Damn, I have to check that out.
Yes. But Spartacus killed Glaber, and now he has more people following him, so he's taking on some more Roman dudes. And Rome, they turned to Marcus Crassus. That is his name, Marcus Crassus. He's a rich politician. Now he's gonna run the army that's going against Spartacus in this season. And so far, 2 people got their heads chopped off. Well, 3, because the chick chopped 1 dude head smooth the fuck off. Yes. What was that girl's name? It's the only little light, dark skinned chick on there.
No,
I can't think of her name right now, but anyway, that's Spartacus. It's Crixus's wife, for everybody that keeps on with the show. Yes.
I'm about to watch this, man.
On Stars, it comes on Fridays at 9, but you can go on demand and get it anytime you want. I think they still have all 3 seasons. They have the first 2 seasons and the first episode of the 3rd season.
It got me excited, bro. It got me excited.
You gotta get that violence on to, like, cap off your days. For the days that you just run into people that you wish you could just chop their head off and go home and drink a cup of coffee or something.
Yeah, I've been on 30 Rock, so I ain't been on the violence. I've been looking at my comedy stuff, so I gotta get back on it.
Okay, sir, but, now I'm going to interview you for a minute.
Okay.
Tell the people about CountryNerds.com.
CountryNerds.com is the tech branch of the Grown Man Entertainment conglomerate, which we are also a part of here. You know, you're the co-founder. We need to get a show with you, but you know, it's gonna happen. Right now, we're gonna only have two shows under our belt. It's a weekly show. We do it. We post them normally Thursday or Friday. It's me and Jay Adam. We try to keep up with a lot of the tech talk. I guess you could call it nerdy talk, but most of the stuff applies across, you know, all levels of intellect with the technology. So no one should feel, you know, like the stuff is over the head. I mean, if it is, we're trying to keep it neutral, but it's basically like you said, the tech podcast. And we try to keep everybody as informed as possible. Our first show occurred right after CES that just passed. So we try to, you know, tell the people about some of the latest gadgets, some of the latest laws that people are trying to pass, all the things that they need to worry about as far as their safety or security, all those things. So we just try to keep the people informed.
Yes, I was trying to show, like, Miss Faith, which was in here, she was in amazement at some of the gadgets that they showed for 2013.
Yeah.
And I told her straight up that she was not about that fucking life.
Nah, they got a lot of stuff out there.
Like, yeah, you're not about that life. So just look at it in amazement and keep going.
Yeah.
Just like how I don't ask her about her hair shit.
I got you. Gotcha. I understand.
Like, it's cool, but I just can't sit down and understand it. It's just the same way, the other way.
I completely understand.
So you said that is part of the conglomerate. Can you tell the people the rest of the conglomerate? Or do I need to?
Yeah, it is cool. The name of it is Grown Man Entertainment. We're working on creating a new website, and we were going to call it Grown Man Talk, but some buster has that domain, so now we have to work around changing the name to fit the domain for branding purposes. But it's a conglomerate, started by Tig Thomas, who, you know, he's come on this show. He's been on Country Nerds, one of the episodes. We have, you know, this show here, you know, politics, comedy. We have Country Nerds for the tech stuff. Then there's a new guy coming on board, Hezzy. He's going to be running Barbershop Sports. And he has about 50, 60, 70, I don't know, a lot of shows under his belt. He just doesn't have that kind of exposure to reach out to different types of people. So, you know, he came on board. He likes our crowd, likes our audience. So he just wants to get on and let his voice be heard.
Sounds like that's what's happening for 2013. I'm getting everything set up over here. We are running the new format. And pretty much that's about it, because we roll the same. It doesn't matter. It's just it's just open fucking discussion.
Exactly. And exactly.
The younger crowd really shouldn't be listening to me talk with the level of vulgarity that I'm talking with.
Oh, we're explicit on iTunes, yes. So if you're under 18, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, you know, before you click on a link, what's going on? So don't give me no fucking hate mail, nothing. Watch your kids.
Half the time, this show is recorded after we have drank something. So yes, the fuck out of here. I'm sorry.
Pretty much. And pretty much.
Because I mean, you know us on the. If you know us, you know we're not rowdy people. But shit, this is our time to let go.
Exactly.
And I shall be updating the website. I'm gonna try to keep that kind of current, as current, but it will be updated at least once a week for sure.
Oh, it's all good.
I'm aiming at once a week for right now, and once I get some extra time and better equipment, I will update it probably every 2 or 3 days. Yeah.
And when, um, since, since we're part of the conglomerate, now we get links on our stuff, Grown Man Entertainment. We're spreading out a little bit more.
Yes, that's why I have to keep this. I have to get this shit up and going. We got the equipment. I just got to get it set up. But Catfish keeps getting in my fucking way. That's what's going on. Catfish. I've been catfished out the last 3 weeks. Can't get enough of the show. Can't.
I'm thinking about starting me up an online account, man. Seeing how much man. I can get away with.
Man, you could probably get some money out of somebody.
They got people paying the phone and light bill. Like, paying bills. And they've never met them. They don't know what they do.
Oh, you're talking about Rod. You're talking about Rod.
Rod.
Rod. Yeah. My name, Rod.
And his phone bill.
Why like, he was trying to sound so hard? Like, no, fuck it. We're going to go in on Rod for a few minutes.
Okay.
Why was he perpetrating such a deep voice with that outfit he had on?
Yeah, I don't know, I guess because his boy was in the episode, so you know he, even though he went looking for a man, he was like, nah, I'm still with my people, I'm with my boy.
No, like, either they all suspect, or his boy just figured out that Rod was suspect and just didn't want to front him like that on national TV. Because first off, why would you create a profile on that type of social networking site if you're not, let's just say, homosexual?
That's the same way people on Download City not homosexual. I mean, it is what it is. They just don't want to admit. They worrying about a title. It ain't the title. It's the actions. I could call myself a goddamn CEO, but if I ain't no CEO, what the hell is it? He knew what he up to. And then it was crazy about that whole episode is when the chick came to the door, it was actually a chick.
Mm.
And he turned it down. So to say, oh, I'm not gay. But then when a chick actually came, instead of some fake person that you've never seen before, the chick was actually the chick. And might I add, well, no, I'm not going to add.
Yeah.
But the chick opened the door.
We just followed up with,
Yeah. but yeah, so the chick opened the door and he was like, you know what, you got kids, a kid, get out of here.
It was three things that just set it off for me. Like, I was like, Raw, he was gay, like he was a homosexual, he was, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
Just why you got a front, Rod? You made a profile on a gay social networking site. That's number one. Number two, you said, hey, my name Rod. that was number two. Number three, you were searching for a chick with a dick.
Yeah.
And you cried in the car.
Yeah.
He cried in the car. I just needed him to, like, the editing dude just to cut to Friday with Smokey. Oh yeah, you know he's gonna cry in the car. It didn't show him just crying. He cried in the car cause the chick didn't have a dick. Not cause she had a kid.
Yeah. He wanted that Yakamine.
But in that, I mean, it is what you like. What you like, I'm not gonna hate on you. But anyway, really? And then to say if you were straight, you can't be that straight, because Ebony was kind of right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm saying like,
I know.
Yeah. God.
And that's my thing. That's why I knew he was about that BS, because for the simple fact, he was talking one way the whole show, and then when he finally met the chick, and it was a chick with no dick, nah, it's a problem. Like, I thought that would have been the selling point. Like, hey, I really don't have a dick. Surprise. Like, oh, man.
I'm in going there. Down. Yeah.
Nah, he's like, you know what? I actually did want you to, you know, turn me around, but, you know.
And, like, I told my girl, like I tell everybody, the people I work with, there's nothing wrong with that. You like what you like. I mean, but don't fuck over other people to try to hide that fact.
That's my problem.
That chick was actually about that life. Rod was a catfish.
Yep.
He made a fake profile because he didn't want to out himself. And then the chick. Yeah, really?
Yeah. He indirectly died out of himself, so at the end of the day, it came full circle.
Man, them dudes on that be looking broke, man.
Well, I mean, you can't be balling if you catfishing.
I'm calling them out because first off, they lied to people, so you gotta get exposed for your lie. Just like the other little gay dude, Jamarion or whatever. You see, he pulled up in the car that looked like it was in the Derby.
Who is this? I didn't see them all.
Oh, the dude that pulled up on Rico when Rico had on that little 12-year-old girl outfit.
But he was kind of weird the whole episode, though. So, I mean, I expected the craziest stuff to happen when...
And that's another thing. They're crazy. The level I'd rather meet crazy in person than meet crazy on the internet. Sorry. But you can call me old school. Me old school if you want.
But you gotta think about it, man. I mean, you can't. They could say all that fine and love online bullshit all they want. To be able to have, unless it's in your religion to not physically touch nor see the person you plan to spend the rest of your life with, and you practicing that, it's kind of weird to do that. I mean, you've never seen this person. Like, they ain't even video chat. Like, come on, do something. What's the difference between that and having a pen pal in Nicaragua or something? What's the difference? You on the keyboard so you get the message in 10 seconds as opposed to 10 weeks? Is that the difference? I don't understand. It's the whole thing is weird to me. And all the old people are like, oh no, they're just trying to find love. Bullshit. They trying to find the perfect match because the society in their mind, like, oh, you can't just find somebody around you that likes the things you like and will be there for you. No, you got to go online, go to match.com, find somebody that uses this algorithm to match your compatibility. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, man.
You know how I feel about that. We already had like two shows where I just vehemently disagreed with that process.
I don't agree with it. I don't. I'm sorry. You forced it.
Go ahead.
Now, I said, the thing is, it's like you forcing it because it's like if you're told by some non-human or whatever that this person is the one for you, what's the difference than your partner in your ear talking about, nah, man, I think you can look past that. Chick that get beat by a dude, but all her relationships has been dog shit, but this dude paying the bills. Well, girl, at least he paying the bills. What's the difference?
I think a lot of people would rather Johnny Five talking to him than an actual person. I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, you're right, because, it's easy.
Cut and dry. I'm not even going to make a long explanation of it. People rather talk to a computer or a dog than talk to a person.
Why you brought up the dog, man?
Because I always bring up the dog. Because that shit is ridiculous. Ain't nobody going to be thinking the same way about them fucking dogs when they gonna all turn into zombie dogs when the zombie apocalypse happens.
Why they got to be zombie dogs, man?
Because, fuck it. Man's best friend. This idea of eating people, turning people into zombies quicker.
Whoa, that's a technicality.
My bad. I had to move the mic.
Oh no, it's bad.
Okay, but it's cool on my end.
I can't hear you.
I say it's cool on my end.
Oh, it's not cool on my end.
But
it's bad.
We are not. I'm changing up the retard awards, Q.
Okay, you good now? Well, really? What you gonna change it to?
I'm changing it up. I'm just gonna it's not gonna be retard anymore. It's not for retarded people, because I just I came to grips with, actually, for 2013, I'm admitting that people are really not shit. Regardless of how you were brought up, you still have ain't shit tendencies in you that make you commit ain't shit crimes.
Well, exactly. So is it going to be people ain't shit? Is that it now?
I mean, it's not just people ain't shit. I'm going to just be like, not only are you setting people back, but you just... they're part of the people that's not going to make it. Social Darwinism eliminates these people. And yeah, I'm about to play for you is a perfect explanation of what I'm talking about.
Oh, shit.
Check this shit out.
Oh.
Oh, we got an ad. I'm sorry about the ad.
Of course. I hate you corporations.
We got an ad right now for Chevy. Get you a I don't know what the fuck that is. Fuck Chevy. You'll sell that to people another
got
day.
Got the little hot boys in my Chevy.
Three men are accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars in chicken wings. Now, police have arrested two of the suspects. CBS Atlanta's Sonia Moki joins us live in Gwinnett County. So, Sonia, I hate to ask, but I have to. How many wings are we talking about?
Well, Katie, to be exact, $65,000 worth of frozen Tyson's chicken wings were stolen by those men from this refrigerated storage facility behind me. Now, police believe two of the men actually worked here and managed to get their hands on the frozen meat without ruffling too many feathers at first.
It was around 11 o'clock in the morning on January 12th when police say three men pulled up to this Nordic cold storage facility in Gwinnett County. Police believe Nordic employees Ronaldo Jackson and Dwayne Patterson were involved. Police say Jackson loaded up 10 pallets of frozen Tyson wings into a rental truck and that his wingman, Wayne, kept a lookout. He caught up with Wayne's mother tonight.
He caught that, huh?
That's why I don't understand that at all.
Police say the heist was over in 20 minutes and that employees reported the missing wings 3 days later. Gwinnett County tonight.
He's a very law-abiding person. That's why I don't understand that at all.
Police say the heist was over.
First off, before I continue on with these dumb motherfuckers robbing a chicken factory.
I'm listening.
I need black people, for real.
Oh, shit.
Black people, heart to heart. Black people. The ones that, if you keep it real with yourself and you know that people ain't shit and you tell people, other people when other motherfuckers aren't shit, I commend you. For the people that hide behind, we just gonna keep covering up these ain't shit black people because the simple fact that they're black. I wish you would just drown. I don't care where you drown at. It could be in a septic tank, the sewer, a lake, bathtub, kiddie pool. At the Olympics.
What?
On a cruise ship. I just wish you would drown. How do you expect us as a people to get ahead when you just keep covering up the fact that some of us ain't shit and you he was an upstanding. How upstanding was he? Not only was he stealing chicken. First off. Not only was he stealing chicken, but he was stealing almost $100,000 worth of chicken.
Yes. Super Bowl coming up.
If she would have opened her door halfway and said, man, I don't even know what's wrong with this motherfucker,
I could accept that. That would have been okay. Oh, he's an upstanding citizen, this and that. He pays his bills. Really? 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 I really had enough of this shit, bro. I'm tired of it, man.
Damn.
Because it kills the credibility. It kills our credibility.
I know. It makes my life harder.
The fuck? How are you to judge? How are you to judge if somebody ain't shit when you letting ain't shit crimes just happen in front of your face?
As long as it don't happen to them.
Fuck out of here, man.
Reported the missing wings 3 days later. Gwinnett County Police were waiting for the two employees when they reported to work the next day. But the incident begs the question, why steal wings?
$65,000 of chicken wings? Sounds like a well-planned heist to me with the Super Bowl coming up.
And exactly how much chicken is that? To put it in perspective, this bag of Tyson frozen chicken wings, about 5 pounds of it, is $12.50. So that's $65,000 worth of chicken divided by 12.50 times 5. That's 26,000 pounds of frozen chicken wings.
First thought, who would have something enough to at least pass us for that?
Surely the theft is no boundary to the intended recipients. But with a reported chicken shortage causing chicken prices to skyrocket before the Super Bowl, some are concerned about what happened to the goods.
Did they recover the chicken wings? I mean, are we out of the chicken? I mean, is it a total?
It's a goddamn chicken conspiracy.
You know, this reminds me of the episode of The Boondocks. What was that, the chicken flu? A bird flu? What is it called?
But now you see, QJ, I'm wrong, and I got to put explicit behind my podcast because I'm a make a joke about how some crazy GOP person is going to make up this conspiracy theory of Obama getting some black people to steal $65,000 worth of chicken wings to create a shortage to boost up the sales for Tyson Chicken during the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Now, I'm wrong for that.
All you had to say after that was it was the Illuminati.
I mean, Obama is the white people's Illuminati.
Oh, shit.
Obama is the racist white person's Illuminati.
Yeah.
Just like the Illuminati is the ignorant niggers Obama.
And Jay-Z. Can't forget about Jay-Z. It's the Rock.
Well, and they got enough nerve to have goddamn Davidson Thomas right here asking if they're gonna have some wings for the Super Bowl.
I have a quick interjection.
Gwinnett County Police have not been able to confirm whether or not those chicken wings were recovered. I'm live in Gwinnett County, Sonia Mogi, CBS, Atlanta News.
Of course not. He got rid. Man, come on. Why would he still have the wings? The chick just said it's 26,000 pounds of wings. What the fuck is he gonna do with 26,000 pounds of wings? I can't even hear you, Chuck.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just breathing heavily. I'm like, what are you saying? Say it again.
I wanted to say, not to cut you off about the chicken wing story, but speaking of the Illuminati, bruh, sometime recently, I had a little 10-year-old chick come ask me what I know about the Illuminati, bruh. Phil. Okay, you can continue.
Fail. Parental fail.
Huh.
Oh.
That's understatement.
Parental fail.
Nah, you good. Fuck that. Okay.
Illuminati.
We good. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right? Shit. As you were. I apologize for the interruption.
I'm saying, though, what the fuck? Go rob a bank. Fuck robbing a bank. Just work at your job. Manage your money. The same amount of time it took you to think about this crazy ass plan to steal some wings, you could have been sleeping, resting yourself, and just going back to work. They got me sounding like Uncle Ruckus. I'm actually sounding like Ruckus right now, but I'm only fucking being reasonable. That's it. I'm just being reasonable. Why steal chicken? Why steal frozen chicken? Where you gonna hide $65,000 worth of frozen chicken? Where you gonna hide that at? You gotta hide the truck? You didn't even think about this.
What you mean hide the truck? He gonna pull it around back.
He just gonna have the truck hiding at his house?
In the backyard?
Oh yeah, he about that life. I forgot about that. He's about that life. He about that fucking life.
He out you.
Yeah. That sorry man. Come on, man.
You can say it. I'll say it for you. That sorry black bastard.
Man.
Stealing chicken. Man. Got the nerve.
Did I send you the link on that?
Yeah.
I
saw it. This is why I like when white people steal as opposed to when black people steal. White people to take like something small, but the value is through the roof. Dudes take a whole bunch of small shit that adds up to big shit, but you got so much quantity that you have no way to get rid of the evidence. Unless he sold it to some kind of, then if he sold it back to the store, they probably dimed him out. Because they say they didn't find out the chicken was missing until 3 days later anyway. I don't know, bro. They deserve to go to jail, being so stupid.
Okay. I have one more, Q.
Okay.
I have one more.
Don't hurt me. I'm trying to brace myself.
This one might get you fired up.
Why? Won't get me up.
You ever wanted to like just get down with one of your teachers back in high school? Well, I don't know about you because
when I went to all boy, they only had one woman teacher. Everybody in the school.
There was some of your homeboys was questionable. Now I know some of them was getting pounded. I'm just saying.
Oh shit! Nah, they had dudes that actually got teabagged and liked it. Yeah, but I ain't gonna shout them out on the show because.
Yeah, I know. We don't do stuff like that. Just saying.
Nah, I ain't.
We just know like about that. Shit that happens, man. That's life. That's how shit happens. But check this out.
I can't hear it.
I'll start it over again.
There's a little background. Something. Going on. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. She repeatedly invites four boy students into bed with her all at the same time. A cell phone video taken during this underage sex orgy goes viral at her high school where she teaches. But tonight, the mother of three claims... Oh, you can adjust your what you call it? Oh, there you go. Okay. I don't want nobody to come take us out. Prosecutor in Tarrant
County, Texas. Okay. So as you heard, the lady has group sex with her students.
How old were the kids?
18, 18, and 16.
Oh, man, that was just an orgy. I thought they was going to say like 10, 12. Them boys knew what they were doing. At 18, you grown. Not a 16-year-old. That's a different story. But the other two? Man, they were just trying to get it in.
My bad. It was four 18-year-olds and a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old dude recorded it.
And how old is the teacher?
I'm trying to see right now. I think she's like in her 30s.
Oh, that was just a gangbang. What? All of them dudes who was hitting it was legal.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, the fact that they students should get her fired, but it shouldn't be no
nasty. Oh, my bad, she's 28.
Oh, man, yeah, bro, come on, man.
And she got 5 years hard time.
What?
For letting four dudes bang her up.
But they were
high school dudes.
Even though they was in high school, I'd be a laugh. They were still, like, adult age, though. Like they're a legal adult. I thought the whole statutory rape thing went out the window after you was above 16 or 16 or above.
I guess since they were in high school and then the 16-year-old dude recorded it.
Man, that whole thing sound fishy, bro.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna keep you updated on this one because I'm about to shut this down. Sir, please tell everybody once again how to get to the conglomerate.
All right. Well, right now the website for the Grown Man Conglomerate, we working on the domain. So by next show, we'll be able to have a link to it. But if you want to hit us up on Facebook, you can find the group Grown Man Talk. That's where we mostly just get together, you know, share ideas about, you know, different tech items, sports items, political items. Things of that nature. Pretty much anything we want to talk about throughout all the shows we talk about over there. You can find me on Twitter at QJ Pimpson. I just recently created a Twitter handle for the Country Nerds Show at Country Nerds and a Facebook page also facebook.com/Country Nerds.
All right, and of course, you know, catch the show on iTunes and Podomatic. This is the Hospitality Room. And we are still live from Southwest Louisiana. We're on Twitter at Hospitality Room. I'm at Mr. Chuck P. And next week, we will have another show. I was questioning it in my head, but we will do a full show next week. Where we will talk about some ish. And hopefully I'll get hey Adam on here. And because I have a surprise for you. I could just keep it down. It's more important.
Oh, no, that's cool.
About for all the us a better day. Handing your business ain't worried about killing your feelings. The kids go out and play, thanking the Lord for a world so good. Herb and barbecue in every hood. Lessons and beans for all of my friends. Banks so thick, everybody puts in. In on a sack, I'm counting out stacks. So let the crawfish ball. Who gone to the stove? Not all I need is a fit for that crown ball. So nigga don't fall my day. I'm feeling alright for anything. I'm all in. From north to the south and around the world, everybody just balling. Nigga, we ballin'. Control.
and gold. On my own, don't need you to hold. Just be down through highs and the lows. Doing big shows, lounging in suites. Two wardrobes on both my feet. Special toothbrush just for my teeth. Crystal place for something to eat. Want a block on the cut for me. So that everybody could see how I committed the vibe of the world. That's how we ball on Trey ST. Who could it be? None other than Rocket don't stop and ask for show. Check me out from my head to my toe. I'm just ballin' and let you know.
We riding the streets and smoking our weed and Valley Park, the Lexus G. For walking to ride and high in the sky. Sober or high, this ain't no lie. Blind in the world if they seeing me pass. Busting their ass, I'm making them crash. Looking at me and not the road. Out of control is the way we roll. Robbing it now with big dividends. Family and friends, smoke up a list. Thank IBG, thank luxury. Peace and change, say R.E.D. Find the streets and my ice is froze. Enjoying these hoes in the finest clothes. Showing and proving we sparkin' so real. Leave with the cellular ribbon, we real, we ballin'.
My roller flip on the screen. I jump on my five, I'm so, so clean. My beach, my chain, my star-star jean. My 24 karat, my pinky ring. I reach in my pocket, pull out my cream. We coming out south just like the dream. We ball.
Follow me.